Hi, you guys. Good morning. Happy Thursday. It feels like we just had the weekend. It's just been a really, really great week. I look hot mess. I'm still all broke out from my laundry soap, but it's starting to go away. Hot Lord. So, good morning. Yes. Hello. Len Len. Do you want to go outside? We have to find shoes. Hey, come here. Come on. Here, let's go find you some shoes and then we'll go outside, okay? And why is your sleeve wet? Did you put your hand in the dog water? Good morning, you guys. Okay, so Lennox and I are going to be playing outside here. And for some reason, all I can ever find is one shoe. I feel like I just can always find one shoe of hers. Never a complete set. I would like to find a complete set. Good morning, you guys. Okay, so today I want to talk about stamina. And this is something that I didn't really realize that it was important or would be like a thing or would be something I would need to know. But however, it's super important and it is something that you need to know and it is a part of life. It's a part of this business. And it's just something that I wish I would have known like earlier, okay? And I want to use this like kind of into regards to promoting and all that kind of stuff. So I remember, you know, as I kind of came up in my business, hi, come here. As I came up into my business, I would promote and I would be so tired and I would just be working so hard. Come on. Or I would work so hard for like a month. Come on, out. I would work so hard for like a month and I would get over myself and face my fears and do all these amazing things and I felt so good. And then I was, oh my God. Did you guys hear that? I would face my fears and do these amazing things and then it just like nothing would happen. And I was like, why is nothing happening? I'm working. I'm creating these good habits. I'm getting out of my comfort zone. I'm doing all the things that I'm being told that I should do, and yet nothing's happening. And then what you learn, and if you haven't learned this yet, what you learn is that you have to keep doing that. Not just for 1 month, not just for 2 months. You have to keep doing that. Then you work hard. You keep going. You don't give up. You keep going. You work hard. And finally, you promote. Finally, you start to see the results in your life, in your business. Your hard work is starting to what they call pay off. And then what happens? You promote. You reach your goals. And then you go to bed and you wake up. Aki, thank you. You wake up on the first of the next month and you're tired and you're ready to relax. And someone comes to you and they say, are you ready to go double diamond? Are you ready to go triple diamond? Are you ready for the next step? And you're like, next step. I just worked super hard. I just like did more, get out of the toilet, than I ever have in my whole entire life. And now you're asking me how am I going to do it again? I have to keep going. And you guys, not just in life, but especially as an entrepreneur, you know, your level of fire is what determines your success. Like how bad you want something determines your success. And unfortunately, no, don't eat that. That's cat food. Give me this. Come on. Unfortunately, you have to have grit and you have to have stamina. You have to keep going even when you're tired. You have to keep pushing even when you don't want to anymore. You have to keep getting outside of your comfort zone. Even after you're like so far out of your comfort zone, you're in like another country. You're like, I didn't even know that there was another part of the comfort zone that I am out because I'm so far out of it. I have gotten over myself and I have faced all of these fears and I have faced all of these things that have troubled me and that I couldn't get over. And now you're telling me that I have to do more. Like, you know what I mean? And it's hard. But you have to keep going. You have to keep going. You have to keep fighting. You have to keep pushing. Because number one, if you don't do it, who will? Because at the moment that you say, I don't think I have enough energy anymore. I don't think I have enough. I don't think I'm enough. I'm too spread thin. I'm not enough for all of this. The moment that you say that is the moment that you literally just waste everything that you have worked so hard for. You know what I mean? You're all the times you've gotten over yourself, the moment that you go to give up because you just think that you're entitled to rest or you're entitled to a break. Oh, are you okay? Okay, is the moment that you just waste all these things. And you guys, you have to start getting something into your head, and it's called, I didn't come this far just to come this far. I didn't go through all of this just to end here. And I'm not just talking about your business. I'm talking about life. I'm talking about all of the terrible things. Hi. Well, come here. Oh, come here. I'm talking all the terrible things that you have been through. The journey, the growth, the fear, the happiness, the loss, the mourning, the growth, the light, the growth, the fall, the rise. All this stuff that you've been through, you're just wasting it. And you guys, you have to just learn to say, I did not come this far to just come this far. Because there's such a bigger picture. And in this industry, and you might not like it, you might not believe it, you might fear it, but you are the light of the world, and you are the light in whichever place you are, whatever you've been through in life, that's you're the light of that. And the moment you sit down because you say, I just can't take it anymore, I just can't keep going anymore, is the moment that you let down all the lives you were supposed to touch. You let down your kids, you let down your great-grandkids, you let down every single person. There has to be there always is the first person to jump off the cliff. And that has to be you. If anybody's going to do it, why not you? And I think it's because you can handle it. You can handle it. You were built for this. You were made for this. You've gone through everything that you have gone through in life to perfectly mold you and stretch you and strengthen you and prime you and prep you for this moment that you are in. And the first moment that you say, I'm too spread thin, I can't do this, I'm not enough, why me, I can't keep going, you're actually being selfish. You're being selfish. Do you realize that? When you start to say, how am I supposed to do this? How am I supposed to get to the next level? How am I, you're just thinking about yourself, and you're not understanding that in order to rise up, you just have to help a whole lot of other people reach their goals. You have to be the light to show them the way. You have to help every other person get to where they want to go, and you will rise up too. And in a world where it's dog eat dog and one for all and all for one, and everybody's just in it for themselves, and you know, sometimes we just think, well, no one freaking cares about me, so why do I need to care about anybody else? I don't really understand. But you got to suck it up, because that's not how this works. And all the people who are all for one, one for all, only thinking about me, myself, and I, they're not going to get anywhere. They're not going to get anywhere. So stamina sort of sucks. You got to have it. And that's something that I've learned that, you know, I thought, my gosh, I like, you know, 2 years of 2 years of hardly sleeping and 2 years of pushing and 2 years of growth. And I thought I had made it. I thought, like, God, I don't have to do this ever again. I don't have to partner with people. I don't have to work as hard anymore. I get to sleep. I get to do all these things. And then when I started doing all these things and I wasn't getting the results that I wanted to anymore, and I said, God, I've paid my dues. I paid my dues. Why do, like, what the heck? I have paid my dues. And you have to think, you know, it's not going to not just be, it's not about you. And it's not going to be like that just for a year, a couple months, or 2 years. It's going to be like that forever. It's not about you ever. At all. The whole time. And so when you have this perception of how you think how you think things should be, you're constantly going to get disappointed because you think it's supposed to be a different way. And so now your ass is chapped because it's not the way you thought it should be. But it was never meant to be that way anyways. So you're living in some like figment world where you think it's like a one and done kind of shop, and that's just not how it is. So you got to have some stamina. You gotta be prepped for not just a sprint, but a marathon. You gotta be prepped and ready for like go time. And I'm talking go time forever. And you've got to learn how to reward yourself along the way and how to praise yourself along the way and how to be just so grateful along the way. And when you keep putting... Thank you. When you keep putting other people first, and I mean their dreams, when you understand that the only way to go triple diamond is to help someone else go double diamond, and someone else to go diamond, and someone else to go diamond, that it really was never about you. And if you can just help these girls reach their goals, you know, I was talking to this girl who's on the brink of promoting to an extremely high rank, you guys. And she just said, I don't know. Your sleeve is just wet. She said, I don't know. I'm going to give you a different sweatshirt. I don't know how I'm supposed to do this. How am I supposed to do this alone? Like, I don't know how I'm supposed to do this. I've been, like, sad for, like, ever. Like, this whole month, I've been, like, just very upset. And I said, well, you're at a crossroad now. You've gotten to where you are doing your own thing and leading everything and, telling everybody what to do and micromanaging. And now it's time for you to do the ultimate thing that you don't want to do, which is trust that other people are going to get things done also, because at the end of the day, they just actually want to change their life. And she said, well, I don't think that they'll do the things that they need to do if I'm not doing them for them. And I said, who are you to say that if you died tomorrow, all of a sudden, these people's dreams would go away? If you died tomorrow and you just disappeared and you quit, you think everybody else would quit? All of a sudden, all the goals and dreams that they have for their family would completely be wiped away because you're not around? Back up a little bit here, because this is not about you. And if that's where you're coming from, where you just think that, like, not only are you the light of the world, you're like, I am the beam. I am the sun that shines. Like, that's not how this works. Okay? You got to make it about other people. And you've got to have stamina. And when you keep making it about other people, and you keep being excited for other people, and you keep helping them, and you fall in love with their dreams, you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it. Guys, because it's lonely at the top. Why would you just want to get there by yourself? Why do you want to be the only one up at the top? It's not fun there alone. What the hell is the point of making all this money and being able to go on vacations and, you know, have a beautiful house if you don't have anybody else to enjoy it with? The best thing about this whole industry is that we get to do such crazy, amazing things. And the best part of it is sharing it with other people. So you have to push hard. You have to get over yourself. You have to keep pushing even when you literally don't think you can push any further in the way that you... Ah! Ah! Great Grandma's China. No, no, no. Okay. Hold on. We got to save the China. You guys are going to die when you see... Look at this. Look at it. That's how we're saving it. I don't think there's anything in there. No. No, 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 no. Okay, well. thinking on the fly. But you know what I mean? So, something to think about today, you guys. What you want, why you want it, how you're going to get there, what's going to stop you. I mean, wait till you get to ambassador. And you have this, like, complete, like, mental breakdown because you just can't fathom, like, what the heck you're supposed to do next. You don't even know what your goals are because you're like, I've literally accomplished every single thing that I ever thought I could. What do I do now? Am I, like, done or no? And then all of a sudden it's like, nope, there's so much more room. And the room for you to grow, it's just whatever you want it to be. Whatever you want it to be, whatever your wildest dreams are, whatever your imagination can think of, that's what you can do. And it's just scary and amazing. So I think this kind of circles back when we talked the other day. You want to go outside? Here, let me put some sunblock on you. When we talked the other day about the mommy-daddy issues, how many of you guys watched that? And we were just talking about how, you know, we're trying to find validation from the people who we thought were supposed to love us unconditionally. And I know that sometimes it's really hard for people to connect to their team or, like, make it about other people when you've just, like, so much been longingly wanting, like, you know, you don't want the love of your team. You can't fall in love with your team's dreams because you're afraid that if you connect with them or you're going to be disappointed. We've all had those people in our life that are supposed to care about us and be our good friends or be good family. And then they just, like, completely drop the ball. But you have to understand that if you walk around just being mad all the time and thinking that everybody is out to get you, they are going to be out to get you because that's what you're attracting. You're not attracting great people. So it starts with you being, get up, Belle, go. It starts with you being a great person, you dreaming, and that there's someone on your team that's feeling the same way. I mean, they're putting themselves out there and they're afraid that you're going to screw them over because their heart's been kind of torn up too. So why don't you just be a good person? Oh gosh. And care about people unconditionally. And stop trying to find validation. You know, and normally it is our parents, right? Because they're the ones that are supposed to love us unconditionally. But I'm going to tell you guys something. You choose who you give your heart and soul to. Okay? You choose who you give your heart and soul to. And blood does not mean anything. Blood does not mean anything. They are not just entitled to everything that you have because, you know, they're supposed to love you. Yeah, they're supposed to, but sometimes they don't. And you choose who gets to love you unconditionally. And when you're expecting things from people who just are not capable of giving you those things, you're going to set yourself up for failure. So you have to know that there are people out there. Lennox, we should go in the sprinkler today. There are people out there that will love you unconditionally and love you for you, but you just have to trust and you just have to accept the fact that they were probably put in your life for a reason. It took me 30 years to find people who, like, just love me and I don't understand why because we're not related. I guess it's kind of one of those things where sometimes you just don't understand, like, even the people who are obligated to love you don't love you. So why in the heck would anybody else love you if the people who are supposed to love you don't love you? You know what I mean? And I get that. It's kind of like saying, you know, but my family doesn't believe I can be successful and they know me so well. So if they're telling me that this is going to amount to nothing then and they know me the best, then I must not be anything. It's something to really think about. I believe in you. I truly believe that every single one of you guys can go all the way to the top. There's someone on this that, like, just knows deep down inside that they have everything that they need to be successful, but you're just so afraid for whatever reason to just, like, let your freak flag fly and just be yourself and be true to yourself. But I promise you, as soon as you just do that, everything will change. Oh gosh, you almost hit your head. Come on. Oh, everything will change. And you'll just see this amazing life unfold before you. And you guys, your husband doesn't have to be on the same boat as you, okay? All right? Like, your husband does not have to be on the same boat as you. He doesn't have to accept what you're doing. And don't even fight it. I thank God every day for making me very, very independent. And although there although there's been some really bad parts of that, like, I didn't know how to, like, be in a fully functioning relationship with someone who actually cared about me. It was hard for me to accept that. But in the same token, I don't give two craps about what Will thinks about the things that I'm passionate about. He doesn't have to understand them. I'm not walking around here for you to understand what the hell I'm doing. I'm just walking around here just with you giving me a high five or saying nothing at all. At least be nice. Because I'm not looking for validation with him. You know? So, all right, guys. I hope that helps. We'll talk to you guys later.